fails, so I can face my giants with confidence. By Sanctus Rio. So much that we have to keep in mind when we want prayer and fasting to really work for us.
Yes, and one of the things that I get excited about when it comes to fasting is it's a way to help us to grow spiritually. And I heard, I believe it was T.D. Jakes say years ago, he said something that stuck with me, that one of the reasons that fasting is so powerful is because we're training our flesh. We're training our flesh to submit to our spirit. So we're training ourselves to say no to the flesh. So it reminds me of Romans chapter 8 in verses 5 and 6. And this is from the New King James Version. It says in Romans 8, 5, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So it's important that we recognize we have two components. We can choose to live in the spirit or to live in the flesh, to operate in the flesh. And once we give our lives to Christ, our flesh does not get saved. Mm-hmm. Our flesh will always have the same desires. Our flesh will always have the same weaknesses. But now that we have accepted Christ, we have the ability to allow ourselves to be controlled by the Spirit. But it's an active decision that we have to constantly make every day, because it just said in verse 5, we have to think on spiritual things. So when we fast, it's powerful because we are telling our flesh no to the things that our flesh wants. So eating is so powerful because eating is something that we have to do to live. And I'm not telling anyone to go on a fast where you don't eat any food for 40 days because you are not Jesus.
That's right.
So don't even try it. You have to eat something. You have to at least drink water. But we are saying no to the flesh, and we are feeding our spirit. So when you fast, don't just think about what you're giving up. Also add in times of fellowship with God. So, for example, if you're giving up television during the times that you would be watching TV, you can practice a spiritual discipline. So you can read, and it doesn't have to be the Bible. You can read a book. You can educate yourself. You can take that time to write down your gifts or your goals. So it's important that we feed our spirit and starve our flesh. So some examples of the flesh, when you operate in anger, when you operate in jealousy, when you operate in gossip, when you are not being kind to others, when you're being mean to others, when you're being manipulative, those are all things in your flesh. So we have to put the fleshly things to death, and we have to feed our spirit man. And fasting is powerful because it helps us to do that.
And I tell you, I think it's so good that you mentioned the fasting and how that sacrifice can help us connect with God, who is spirit. Because, you know, it can be so tempting for us as humans to think, well, you know what? I'm not going to get any real pleasure out of this. Mm. And we can be so inclined to sticking with, well, I know this will give me pleasure. Mm. Whether it's lying, whether it's fornicating, whether it's slandering, mm-hmm. whether it's trying any other thing that we might try to get pleasure. But like you said, we got to think differently. We have to readjust our minds so that we begin to realize, especially again, once we've been born again, we really can enjoy the things of righteousness.
Oh, absolutely. And when it comes to faith, I often think about endurance. Mm. So when you are fasting for a certain period of time, it takes endurance, but you have to constantly remind yourself of why you are fasting. So it's important that you know why you're fasting. So if you don't really understand, like if your church is going on a fast, you don't really understand why, once you start that fast, you won't make it very long. Because unless you understand why you're doing this, you're not going to have enough faith to complete it. So if you are constantly concerned about what's in it for me, what's in it for me, what do I get out of it, that is operating in the flesh. If you are only concerned about yourself and what you can get out of it, then it will be difficult for you to complete that fast. But if you are not sure, you need to reach out to some of the leadership in your church and get more direction. Hopefully you've gotten some direction from our session today that fasting is so powerful, because if you're on a corporate fast with your church, like many churches in the area right now on corporate fast, you have the power to do through your prayers and fasting to destroy yokes in your church, to remove burdens, to pray for sickness. And so everything is not going to be fun. You know, fasting is not always fun. It's not fun. It's not, I'm not going to, just because I'm excited about fasting doesn't mean it's always fun.
That is right.
So I truly believe that we have to focus on the long-term benefits. And even though you don't see the manifestation today, I'm a witness that at the end of your fast, you will see awesome miracles and you will have a testimony.
And that's what a lot of people are looking for. The witness of the manifestation so that we can testify. And that brings us to something else that you've alluded to before. This isn't about our glory. It's about God's glory. So that when we testify, we're not trying to bolster ourselves because we were such mighty fasters because we have such great faith. Man, look what I believe. It's all about what God did as a result of what happened. And had it not been for him, the fasting would have been in vain. But he came through.
Absolutely. And he gets all of the glory in our lives. And we should never, even in Matthew chapter, I believe it's chapter 6, it talks about how you should not do your good deeds to go on the street corners and talk about all of the good that you've done. And if you do that, you won't even get a reward. Mm-hmm. But your reward is just being a blessing to someone else. And like we talked about in the beginning, January is always a great time for you to do a self-evaluation and say, okay, God, what gifts have you put in me that can be used to be a blessing to someone else this year? One of your goals for this year may be to be a blessing to someone at least once a day. Even if it's just complimenting someone, you would be amazed at how you can make someone's day just by giving them a compliment. They may be on the verge of suicide. You never know. Someone may be on the verge of suicide, and you can tell them something good that will just change the whole course and direction of their life. So one goal that I think we should make for 2019 is to try to be a blessing to someone every day, even if it's just giving someone an encouraging word or just a compliment.
I like that. So again, we are making sure that we're not being focused just on ourselves, but we're thinking about other people too when we get into this mode of praying and fasting. Not just praying and fasting for self, but for others as well. And like you said, even the church fasting for the church.
Right, absolutely.
Our guest, Krista Smith, and I'll be right back.